Now enter the third room of the museum and into the organization and structure of the Occitan Qatar churches. On the panel number 22, the first in the room, a map presents the various Occitan Qatar churches. When talking about Qatar churches, one speaks, of course, of the church with a capital C, that is to say, the structure, and not the building, because the Qatar did not build churches or abbeys. As you will see on this map, and contrary to the Catholic Church, it does not have a single church directed by a pope, but several churches, independent of each other. As far as Occitania was concerned, there were five different churches: Carcassès, Toulousain, Albigeois, Agenais, and Razès. These five churches operated on the same pattern as you can see on panel 26. Each was led by a bishop, assisted by two sons. As far as the sons are concerned, they are not, of course, the physical sons of the bishop, but the spiritual sons. They spoke of a major son and a minor son, themselves already ordained bishops, in order to be able to succeed quickly to the bishop if the latter was to die. They also had the function of assisting the bishop in his work. Deacons completed this hierarchy in order to represent the bishop on the territory. Finally, at the base, there were good men and good women. Good men and good women are the equivalent of the monks and nuns of the Catholic Church. They lived by respecting the three monastic vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Prayer, fasting, abstinence, work, and absolute vegetarianism. Absolute vegetarianism means that they did not consume meat or any product related to meat, such as milk or eggs. On the other hand, fish consumption was permitted. Indeed, fish has always had a special status in the history of Christianity and was not considered a meat because it was thought that it was born out of itself at the bottom of the water without carnal relationship. Good men and good women live like monks. However, there is a very important difference. Unlike the monks and nuns enclosed in their monasteries, the Qatar religious people lived in the village, in direct, permanent and daily contact with the population and the outside world. They are there to ensure a social bond with the population, to teach children to bring the word of God, to care for the poor and the sick. It is certainly this way of life that will really make the religious people. It is therefore a relatively simple mode of operation, structure and organization in relation to the complexity of the medieval Roman Catholic Church. Simplifying things, coming closer to the teaching of Christ and the apostles, is precisely what will characterize the Qatar religion. They want to abandon all that centuries and tradition have been able to transform, add, agglomerate and return to the origins of Christianity in purity and simplicity. Finally, to conclude on the life of the religious Qatars, one should know that they worked to ensure the subsistence of the religious community and that they did not ask for money from the population, unlike the official church. So, no relationship of money between the religious Qatars and their believers.